Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a star in the world of jazz, an innovator that is very fluid and diverse in his overall approach, that was English-born, New York City strong, John Escrete, with the 2018 tune Global Citizen, and that he is, off the CD Learn to Live, and he's done that over the years. Over the course of his storied career, his reputation is golden, and his prolific output is clear over the course of 8 diverse and critically acclaimed albums. He made his way onto the scene back in 2008 with his debut album called Consequences. And as well as being a leader of this prolific output of music, he's a much sought-after sideman. He's toured extensively with Antonio Sanchez's Migration Band, and he's been a working part of the bands of David Binney and Jamie Baum. Originally from Doncaster, England, he knew that New York City was where he would grow the most. We talked about all of this with him at Neon Jazz, and he got into his life and music, and he elaborated very eloquently on that move to New York. Have a listen.
You know, when I arrived in New York, it was just so overwhelming, but in a good way, just being surrounded by just, you know, so much genius talent, and the level was so high. It was just, as someone in my early 20s, it was exactly the inspiration and the push that I needed.
It's easy to say that this cat is talented, but he's also got the brass to prove it. In 2009, he was the recipient of the prestigious Chamber Music America New Jazz Works Grant, as well as the CMA ASCAP Award for Adventurous Programming back in 2011. There's been a lot of others. This cat is always on top of things, and the future is very bright for him. So, again, this is a great way to kick things off. This is episode 579, and he's a talented one to kick it off with. How about that, 579, my man?
We need to talk. You know, you're gaining. You're just about to get more shows in the hopper than I do.
Man alive.
Than I've got.
I thought you were going to say I need to stop breaking in here and recording shows underneath the boss's umbrella.
Long as she ain't running the washing machine.
That's right.
Which is just above the room here.
Got to keep clean. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of pure jazz talent. Coming out of the Blue Room on 18 and Vine to the Green Lady Lounge downtown, with educators and masters like Jim Mayer and Bobby Watson leading the proverbial march, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, orchestrating an hour-long symphony of jazz for you. So, John had a great story about seeing the talented jazz and classical pianist and composer Keith Jarrett live. As we go into his 1978 song, My Song, listen to Mr. Escrete explain.
I remember when my piano teacher first played me Keith Jarrett, and I was just kind of blown away, particularly an album, Live at the Beerhead. It was one of the first things I was introduced to. this is Dennis Street, and I'm just giving a shout out to Neon Jazz. Make sure you check it out with Joe Domino. They're a great radio station. Give it a listen.
That was the jazz vocalist from Dallas, Texas, that we lost suddenly on December 29th, 2018, 2 weeks after being diagnosed with a very aggressive breast cancer. Kelly Gray with the song Mourning off the 2017 CD called Rendering. So she was a child of the 60s. Television or radio were her gods. Television exposed her to the vaudevillian performers, comics, singers, musicians, dancers, and entertainers that would become mentors for her life. She was a natural-born entertainer. By 12, her parents were dragging her to blues bars and strip clubs in Dallas's Deep Ellum District or to Gulf Coast roadhouses where they would dance to a variety of unknown acts like the great B.B. King. You hear the blues and rhythm at the core of every note that she sings, and she started her career in Austin, Texas during the 80s in bands that played blues, jazz, pop, and funk. After moving to San Francisco, she recorded her debut album, Standards in Gray, in 1990. And over a short yet memorable career, she made a very deep impression on the world. I did not know about her that well, but it's great to finally have her on the show and profile and memorialize a life dedicated to jazz. This next cut on the show comes from The Standard, an award-winning vocal jazz ensemble at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College, led by the veritable John Stafford, off their 2018 CD called Feeling Good. And that's their little recipe. This is their first full-length album. It's on the radar here in Kansas City, and now the world will know about it. This is the song Green Garden, and as we get into it, let's have a listen to John talk about this project.
It's an exciting album. It's just a mix of a lot of different musical styles. There's swing, there's samba, funk, neo-soul, hip-hop, pop, rock. So it's a huge fusion of a lot of different music. So we just hope people enjoy the album.
I on the wings of a butterfly. I tricked up it down, down again. Put my back down, taking my shoes off. Walking the carpet of green velvet.
Associate Professor of Music and Director of Choral Activities at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. We just released a new vocal jazz album by the Standard Vocal Jazz Ensemble entitled Feeling Good. And we listen to Neon Jazz with host Joe Domino and hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was The Expansions with the 2018 tune Pocket Five off the CD called Murmuration. I gotta say, I was walking the dogs and this song came on off of this CD and I thought, I have to have these guys on the show. They are a very eclectic, funky jazz quartet from South London, and they were influenced by the street sounds of the 1970s and everything that was going on at that time in London. And as usual, this band ushered in a new dimension of classic sound. This is the kind of band that I love in jazz. They take all of these different funky, jazzy influences, and they just go with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, which is kind of what jazz is. That is a very innovative, one of these improvisational art forms.
Yeah.
And you know, as you're given the tools and you're handed other brushes and things to do, and then somebody comes up with a Bunsen burner and says, hey, maybe we can scorch the edges a little bit. Yeah, let's try it.
Why not?
Why not?
And that's the thing I always hear from these musicians. When I ask them how jazz is doing, they're like, it's good. You know, we're this is what we do. We improv. We make movements. We develop these things because the backbone of what they do is improv.
Because we're all in this thing together, we're trying to find the answers, maybe feel a little more out from what we are to maybe something we could be. The jazz is the way, it's one of the many ways we do it.
Absolutely. And it is, as with all music, the universal language. So let's speak the language. The band features James O'Keefe on guitar, Dave Corr on keys and synths, Johnny Drop on drums, Matt Summerfield on bass, and we caught up with Dave recently and talked to him about the band and how they really started. Have a listen.
Yeah, we all had the same interests. Everything just sort of aligned, and we were all free at the same time. And so we got together, and that's pretty much how it started, really.
And over our conversation with Dave, he opened up about how this unique sound for this band came about. It's a great story, full of visuals.
Especially in London, there's so many influences to draw from. My local high street, if I tried to count the different styles of music blaring out from different shops when I walked down the high street, I'd probably lose count after about 10 or 15. And I think it's a combination of that. It's a combination of there being great respect from the younger generation towards the older generation and vice versa.
So I recently got a copy in the mail of Sophisticated Giant, penned by his wife, Maxine. And this is about the great tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon, a legend, one of the major innovators of modern jazz. So she wrote this book, actually completed it for her late husband. He began it, and it is one of those things where the book almost mimics a song. It's a jazz composition. It's weaved together well. The narrative is great. And this is a book that you should pick up if you love jazz. We're going to segue into Dexter Gordon. This is the tune The Apartment off the 1992 album by the same name, as the jazz boat moves forward around here.
We'll be right back.
Live from London, speaking to Joe Dimino on the Neon Jazz Show, live from Kansas City. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
That was the UK saxophonist Josephine Davies with the tune Something Small off the 2017 CD called Satori. So she is a solo artist at the forefront of the contemporary UK music scene. She's pushing boundaries with her jazz, and her current main artistic project is Satori, a sax, bass, and drum trio with an emphasis on extended and collaborative improvisation. Originally from the Shetland Islands and now based in London, her writing and playing continues to be infused with a Nordic quality, notably in her use of traditional folk music elements. And we had the opportunity of catching up with her recently. We actually talked to her about a lot of things. It was a great interview, but she spoke highly of why she loves jazz. Have a listen.
It's both kind of harmonious and mathematical and chaotic and expressionistic and humanistic, and you can make it your own. And it's always new and open to interpretation.
From the Toronto-based jazz duo, they reached out to us. We're glad they did. Called the Blue Standard. This is Raul Baneja on vocals and Jesse Whiteley on the piano. Formed back in 2018, this is their debut, and it's a little track off their latest offering called A Good Thing. And yes, it is here on Neon Jazz.
Everything in its time, so the wise men say. And that old cliché must contain more than a grain of truth. At least it did for this shallow, naive, and callow youth. Isn't it a good thing that you never came my way when I was young and wild and careless, falling in and out of love each day? I had never seen the beauty in you, nor had the sense to try to win you. Never knowing what to do or what to say to make you stay. Isn't it a good thing? Growing pains can do. I'm glad that loneliness and heartache taught me just how much I needed you. I could never have adored you so long if I had met you long ago, love. But I know a good thing when I see it now. Isn't it a good thing?
Hi, I'm Toronto-based jazz vocalist Raul Baneja and a new jazz duo called Blue Standard with Jesse Whiteley on piano. And you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the talented performer, composer, and recording artist John McMurtry with his Art of Breath with the 2018 tune Slippery When Wet. So this next one from the Cat Gang featuring Cat, who is steeped in the soul of jazz right out of Boston. This is the 2018 tune Sometimes I'm Happy off her CD Come Closer as we get closer and closer to the end of this hour of jazz.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from skies, just as long as I can find the sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. Depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies, just as long as I can find the sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm happy when I'm happy when I'm with you.
Again, that was the very talented and cool Cat Gang with Sometimes I'm Happy as we come closer and closer to the end of this episode. And finally, I caught a very cool documentary on the great John Coltrane on Netflix, simply called Coltrane. It was beautiful, and you should see it and learn so much about this legendary cat, as you will. Like this story behind the 1963 tune Alabama, a composition on the album Live at Birdland circa 1963, written in response to the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing on September 15th, 1963, an attack by the Ku Klux Klan in Birmingham, Alabama, that killed four African-American girls. It was awful. But he had a political voice. There was a lot of people that thought that he wasn't getting into that realm, but Alabama was definitely a clarion call, and it was pure joy, and it exuded what was going on at that time. It was resilience. So, it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cutting-edge cat with style and grace, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, thank you for from one cutting edge to another.
That's right. We're just cutting the edges around here.
Really?
Like peanut butter sandwiches. So reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We are always here with the digital hug. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.